Welcome to the 72 Flavors Podcast. My name is Boom, and you are watching the 72 Flavors Podcast, presented by Do More With Your Time, with support from the Sinai Urban Health Institute and the One Lawndale Community Healthcare Initiative. Today, we introduce the 72 Flavors Podcast, Part 1. This episode features powerful commentary from Dave Trapps, the founder of 72 Flavors. In this conversation, he explores the risks connected to the legacy market, the importance of discipline and community, and strategies for overcoming systemic challenges of growing up in impacted communities.
What you saying?
Backtrack a little bit when you were talking about just being out there and making the 5,000 and everything and all that other stuff. Now, I remember one time you had told me this when you had failed back because you had caught that case. So you couldn't be out there like that. You remember that? When you was on house arrest. Right. So look, I'm still out there now. I'm the only one holding it down at this point because everybody else gone. You feel me? And you pulled up on, you told me, you was like, look, bro. You was like, every day we out here, yeah, we making money, we doing this, that, and the third. But we got to get lucky every day. Only take them one time to get pop us, and it's over with.
That's it.
I listen, but you know, I'm a tourist. I listen. I'm like, all right, man, whatever, folks. I'm out here. I got to hold it down. If I don't hold it down, who else going to hold it down? That was my mind state because, you know, everybody going to start swooping in. If we lost so much. We sacrificed so much to build what we built up. They're going to swoop in just like it ended up happening. I ain't going to say no names, but just like it ended up happening. I seen it coming. You feel me? Like, they ain't gonna reap the benefits of what we sacrificed for and built. They wouldn't even know this was established over here if it wasn't for us. We paved the way. That was my mind state. But when I got locked in that cell and I had 2 to 3 years, you know how many times what you said replayed in my head? I'm like, bro was right, bro. Like, he told me. And when I used to have conversations with my celly, I'm like, people that told me certain stuff, but mainly what you said stuck out the most. Like, my homie told me, he said, we gotta get lucky every day. Playing with these pipes, playing with these drugs. Police only got to get lucky one time, bro.
And you done. And they ain't on play game.
And you done.
They coming out the crib. They coming out the crib.
Regular day.
The games, it ain't like that. The boat. Like,
yeah.
When we gambling, but yeah. this shit is, the tables is like this. This is like,
yeah.
It's like Baccarat.
It's not
like,
fair.
You know, Baccarat, it ain't 50. Yeah, it ain't 50-50. It ain't
it
like
ain't
that.
50. It feels 50-50.
But it ain't.
But it ain't.
That's the whole movie. But it like, looked like, oh, yeah, boy, you can do it. Yeah. You can do it. Then we got all these examples. You know, bro, we from, bro, it's poor folks from our hood, my neighborhood, that's really, like, you know how my folks say, oh, you going to dead or in jail. Or, it's people from my neighborhood who ain't dead and in jail.
That's millions.
But you know what you call them, what you call trendsetters. But then you got those that you do know be like, you know what? They be that example. Be like, that could have been me. Like, I'm just going to keep it funky with you. So maybe like two days ago, this lady, we coming from the gym. You know, free, hooping. You park at the car. I thought it was I thought it was a UFO. That's how it threw me off. Just imagine you sitting in your car at the light and you see a car just aeroplane in the sky.
What the fuck you tell? What happened? So what happened?
A lady got in an accident.
Oh yeah, you said the lady flipped over.
Yeah, we talking about chances.
You said what?
He said car accident. Tell me why.
The car was in the air, 10 feet in the air, bro. I caught it out my corner eye. I could look in like this, and I seen the car, like, flying, flipping. Now, we talk about chances. You know this lady didn't have one scratch or anything she had on her? Her lip was busted. We ran out the car, pulled up the car. You feel me? Car is damaged. But all the possibilities that couldn't happen, they didn't.
Right.
So when we be playing in these different fields, you know, it's not purposely want to play in them. It's basically because, like, if we had a better opportunity, they say if you knew better, you do better. But a lot of times we be in a position like we know better, but that environment was there for us to grab it. I think a lot of us are grab it, Joe. A lot of us are grab it. Like if because some of my homies, well, let me not say this. We know people who do what they need to do to provide for their family. You know what type of mentality you got to have to do what certain things you got to do. which keeps you like always in that mode. But they are some of the most intelligent people I ever met. And they got, I had a 13 on my ACT score. Like, I was in, they had me in mental retardation classes all the way through. I got through my junior year. It's just because some people don't understand your mindset.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand it, then you fall into a path that.
That motherfucker tell you what's going on with you. Now that motherfucker tell you, yeah, this is what's wrong. This is it.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, they're going to tell you what's wrong with you because you don't fit the status quo.
And you're not really in a place where you could even identify, like, damn, this is my motherfucking shit. So how can I let somebody come and tell me, like, oh, this is what's going on with you, and this is why you did this. Damn, well, I thought I did this because I wanted that. But now you telling yourself, but see, hell no, bro. That's and that's what I was finna say, too, like, like I said, you see people that be successful outside in the street or whatever, or people who do things that's like big business, like Mark Zuckerberg or whatever. Like, and when it comes to the street shit or anything like it, like, if you really trying to get some money or you really who you think you is, like, it's going to get to a point where you realize, like, damn, like, I can't keep doing this shit. This shit's stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you really trying to get some money, you really like a real trapper or a real hustler or whatever, like, you get to a point where you start really looking at, like, damn, I'm putting in way more than I'm getting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then just be like, you know, even the people around you, like I said, that you look at like examples, like, well, I know, bro, he going crazy. He out the way. I don't see him no more. He rich as hell. But then even though people like that, it'll be like, see, you got to think about it like this. When you at school and you got a teacher, everybody in the class, the teacher talk to everybody in the class. But when you on the block and you got like a trap star, he ain't talking to everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't talking to nobody unless it's.
Ain't gonna waste his time.
What the fuck? I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Now, him being block star, trap star, superstar, everybody admire him. Everybody looking, oh man, I'm finna. Then you got some people who be right up under him, like, man, I'm finna do this. I'm finna do like bro. Ooh. Not even knowing like all that goes into it, not knowing like, you know, it'd be certain levels of, like you said, discipline and things that even as a trapper or a street nigga, or you know, a person from the legacy market or whatever you're doing, you know, a certain level of discipline that you gotta have, especially when you don't got nobody over your shoulder checking you, telling you, hey, pick up your phone, hey, go over here.
You gotta have self-discipline.
Hey, don't do that.
You gotta be. You gotta. First of all, for you to do anything, you gotta wanna do it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like really wanna do it, not wanna do it because I see the result. I see, like, say you the big homie, y'all the big homies on the block, and I see y'all with the shine. You know what I'm saying? See y'all come through shining, stay with a chick all the time, stay with money in y'all pocket, chop it up with the guys, everybody gravitate to y'all, woo, y'all show love, and then y'all bounce. We don't see you know, damn, I want that. But you don't know the work y'all put in to get to that. You don't know the sacrifices, the choices you had to make, none of that for you to even get to that level. And then once you start giving Shorty a glimpse, you give him a shot, he can't even handle the first step. Mm-hmm. I done did it. This ain't nothing I'm talking about. I done gave, and you can't handle it. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna stop what I'm doing, though, but don't say I'll try to give you the olive branch. Either you're gonna take it or you not. That's what he was saying. Like, it's only certain Shorties. They gonna take from the, you see what I'm saying? They gonna take from that block the ones that want it.
It ain't
and you gotta have the discipline. This ain't school because we don't got time to play. If y'all out here, y'all big, y'all busting moves, you don't have time to play and hold nobody hand.
Yeah.
Because
all is gonna happen. This how it go.
You gonna get me popped.
It's 50 shorties on the block. All right. Everybody doing this. Woo. Everybody come with their little money. Woo. Okay. Boom. Now, okay. You know, everybody know we go to the spot, we can go grab a jab or get some, you know, $100, come make us $200 off of, you know what I'm saying, like that. But then it get to a point where it be like, all right, you know, everybody can't go to the spot, like when there's a new spot. Now that was the old spot, it was 50 shorties. Now we got a new spot. Okay, but it's only 30 shorties now. Only
less than that.
You feel what I'm saying? And then the other shorties they don't even know where the spot is. They just trying to. You know, they followers. They not even really concerned with the spot because they not trying to make no money. They not trying to do shit. They just trying to be in the mix.
Be in the mix. That's
but it. Then you got the 30 that's still in. It might still be some people that's trying to be in the mix and they ain't just been figured out yet.
You still got that 30. Number too high. You know you got that number too
definitely,
high.
Definitely.
Like five.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
But I'm saying all that shit to say when it boils down and you get down to like that core group of shorties that like really, it always going to be like, because I'm from over, we from over east, so if you ain't no, pay dues and big homie and go to meetings and all that shit. Ain't none of that. It's this was going on, he got it for them. He got it for them. You know what I'm saying? They listen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like that. But if motherfucker who got it for the shorties, or got it for this hood, or got it for that hood, motherfucker really start thinking outside the box and doing things other than just like, I mean, think about it. Like, you'll have a big homie will come up selling this and selling coke or whatever, and he'll go and take his money and go buy a business. Say a nigga go buy a fucking Uncle Remus or some shit. Nigga build an Uncle Remus. How many shorties do you think he finna pull and be like, yo, this the Uncle Remus? Like, this what I'm doing with my money. This really what I'm doing with my money. Like, I'm finna leave this shit alone. You need to, like, you know, motherfucker really needs to create opportunities for other people to build them up so that you can have something to lean on that's a little foundation. Bit higher. Yeah, they like.
Shorty them gotta want it though, bro.
But it's the environment. See, they didn't did so many experiments on us, bro. Like, they want to dress like us. They want to talk like you. We the trendsetters, bro. We God's children. It is what it is. But you got people who want to. They want to imitate you because they like you, but they don't like you because who you are.
Right.
So, like, I want to be a part of everything of you, but I still don't like.
Right.
I'm still got something in my heart. So, I just kind of stay away from people like, with, you know, ill attention. I'm just like malice. You know what I mean? It's like, it's
that
the heart.
Be hard to peep, though.
No, it's not. Because your heart always going
to
come.
It do to a certain extent, but how he coming, like, you gonna peep somebody's energy.
Yeah, you gonna discern it. And that's why I always to discern it.
You do it all the time. Talking about it's hard for you. You do it all the time. Bro.
Yeah, you gotta discern those situations because you'll catch yourself overextending yourself based off your values and your integrity. Like I still go by those golden rules. Mm-hmm. Treat others how you like to be treated. Oh yeah, I fall. You know what I'm saying? I didn't bump my head, but
I fall all the time. Still falling out. But I, you know,
Road rage.
I watched some shit this morning with it was on Instagram. It was JB Prisco. Y'all know JB Prisco.
Yeah.
He was basically saying like usually the stupidest motherfucker. Usually he said if you want to find the stupidest person in the room, then try to find the cruelest person in the room. Because a lot of times it's people's lack of ability to identify with new things and new people that make them like close up and be reserved. So like be cruel to motherfuckers. Like if you was actually a smart person, then when you talk to somebody, it's easier to see yourself in somebody else's position. Like even if you've never been there before, like you've never, like as a man, I've never been pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
my wife had four children for me. You know what I'm saying? But I can't act like I know what that feels like.
You know what I'm saying? I said that the other day. I said it in a different way though. I was like, I was around a group of females, and I'm like, man, I don't see. Now I don't need to get off into that. That's good. But I'm like, I'm glad I'm not no woman because the stuff y'all go through, I don't see how y'all do it. The period every month, that having a life in you for 9 months, that having a baby. I'm like, man, I don't want to go through all that. Like y'all strong. Like I ain't gonna lie. You feel me? Like.
But it's levels to that shit.
It's levels, yeah.
It's like how we talk about a woman pushing, like, that's
life
I feel
about
like
it.
One of the most extreme models. But then you think about, like, well, like you, I ain't never been to Detroit. Feel me? Like, I ain't never been down. You feel me? I ain't trying to see that shit, boy. You tell me, like, man, I remember when you was telling me this, that, and another. I was thinking about that shit. I was locked up. That's enough for me, gang. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't trying to. I done been in situations where I had to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never told on my friends. I ain't never, you know, but them situations be real, bro. And then when you be thinking about it, like, damn, nigga, you don't even be locked up yet. You be already thinking, man, all the shit you could have did differently.
this shit is looking bad. You know what I'm saying? But then it'd be like, you know, the perspective of a motherfucker who going back, or, you know what I'm saying? It's always another person. And that's what I was saying initially about, like, what J.B. Pritzker was saying, like, understanding that you don't really know what it's like to be another person. You don't know what it's like to have a baby. You don't know what it's like to be in the penitentiary. You don't know what it's like to be somebody who stood on blocks for hours and hours and hours and got shot at and all type of shit, and you want to have a job in the legal cannabis industry, but they telling you you don't know how to do this. Like, how the fuck y'all gonna tell us we don't know how to do this?
But man,
and the only reason y'all know to do this,
because y'all been locking people up for years.
You feel me? And watching us do it. What you mean? Like, and that's why I make this, bro. And that's really what this platform here is really about, bro. For us to have a place where we could talk about shit, like, and show people that we got real skills and we can analyze things like regular adults. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are smart. We are able.
We capable.
Yeah, you feel me? We start businesses. We do work in our communities. We clean up our communities. We take care of each other. We look out for each other's kids. We look out for each other's friends and shit. We don't steal from each other.
Stuff we supposed to be doing.
It's already in you. If you ain't getting it at home, but you got, that's why it's good to have mentors and good leaders, because like, a leader to me ain't a person that got power. A leader to me, like, I stand on the front line with you. Mm-hmm. I ain't just gonna tell you do something. Oh, I'm gonna.
And you ain't doing it.
And you ain't doing, but that's, I'm gonna walk you through it. See, like him, like, I remember Dave introduced a, you know, a pathway for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he told me a situation. I could be like, man, you know what? I don't want to do all this, but I got to get your license. But he put me in a point where I don't want to burn a bridge. And the thing, I think people need to start respecting the bridges that connect the people. Like, if I'm the plug and I put you on, right? But his friend. You want to put your homie on, but I know your homie don't really honor the code like that. So he's going to burn that bridge, not intentionally, because he don't have discipline, the integrity, and really don't have empathy, what we just talking about.
Right.
Of like, yeah, I can't have a baby, or I can't feel what it's like to be locked up for 5-20 years, but I can empathize with you. You know what I mean? I can.
And respect.
And respect, like, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to compete with you about what you did. I'm listening, like, damn, bro, I apologize that you have to go through that. Mm-hmm. I think that shit's very demoralized. You gotta, it just is, bro. And I think if we start caring for our own, we'd be all right.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I feel like, shit, the most you can really do for them, like, say, somebody tell you a story that's like, man, you know, I went through this and this. You might not be able to do nothing for them, but look at them and be like, damn, that's real. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
But you know what you could do for yourself is learn and not hear a story from a person and then leave that place from getting told that story and go through the same exact thing that person just told you they went through. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to learn from the people that surround you and appreciate the trapping is really like the definition of like this shit, because it's like, bro, you see people around you fail consistently doing things that's like, damn, he tried it, they tried it, we tried it, that shit ain't work, but he tried it and it's working. Okay, that's right.
One out of 100.
You feel me?
One out of a million.
We NBA, you pass the ball and bounce to me. I throw that bitch all the way to the other end and go in. Score. Okay. Right. You 2 points, 3 points.
And I try right behind you.
Yeah, and that's how you ain't going to win a game like that. You ain't going to win a game and bounce the ball and just.
Nah, bro, you got to set this shit up.
You got to set this shit up,
and
bro.
You know what? I heard somebody say, it's like, man, I think he's like, man, you can't spell millions without the L. So, man, I'm taking them L's as always as personal. I'm learning how to take them L's as in moments of embrace, because it could have been worse. Like, them L's set you up for your W's.
Them lessons. They say two L's make a W. Like that.
True, but them two L's also get you to them billies and millions. Because if I got to go through a lot of L's, man, I already know for being on the floor so long and looking at myself, seeing highlights, like, bro, you got to get up off that flow, bro. Mm-hmm. Them L's going to produce some wins in you. You feel me? So just got to have faith, dog. You feel me?
And then shit, too, like, it'd be like sharing knowledge, bro. Like, because, yo, motherfucker, for instance, that's why the streets really be smoked, bro. Because it ain't no, first of all, we all know, ain't no love out here. But because it ain't no love out here, ain't nobody trying to teach nobody. Like, ain't nobody, like, really thinking, like, I'm going to hand this off to you and I'm going to go do this. Because it's not really, the thought process don't even go that far. It just be like, okay, you give me money. Okay, boom, that's it. Like, ain't no more like, okay, I'm a big homie. What I'm gonna do? What the shawty's gonna do when I open the Uncle Remus and I ain't coming back around no more? Like that niggas don't get no fuck. You know what I'm saying? They just opening Uncle Remus, never coming back around, owing motherfuckers money and whatever, leaving the shorties out here and coming back collecting pipes or what? I don't know how motherfuckers do it in their neighborhoods, but I just know, like, I damn near forgot what I was saying. I ain't gonna lie to you, but.
You're talking about leadership?
Oh, yeah, leadership. I was saying, like, you know, just providing a viable example and education, like, really taking the time to educate the shorties. Like, I talk about drugs and shit a lot because I, you know, hung out with a lot of people, and it's easy to use it as an analogy. But, like, if somebody's selling crack or something like that, you know, it's timeless. Like, you see it all the time. If you're really in the trenches, you see the dude with the work. Everybody running behind, man, you show me this, you'll drop this for me, you'll do this, you'll do that. And be like, nigga, I'm making money because you don't know how to do this. So really, I'm praying on you. Because I could easily just say,
oh yeah, Shaka, check it out. 8 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, show you this.
Take this, do this. Now your life different. You leave here and you different. Now you got three shorties instead of three shorties that's buying balls. You got three shorties that's buying raw balls and putting it back together and actually elevating their grind. Now let's take that same model and apply it to something like a barbershop. You feel me? Like, you own a barbershop. Same business model, bro. Like, same business model. You could have people who you charge them booth rent, or you could have people in charge them commission. Like, which is a better business model for the community? If you're charging people commission and like paying them commission on every head that they cut, that's kind of weird. Or you could have people just pay you rent and they make as much as they can make and then a lot of the amount of time, and then next month they pay you the same amount of money. Now, if you do something to your space or to your storefront that increases the value or makes more people want to come, or your Instagram Jay-Z walk in and ask for you know what I'm saying, line up or some shit, you know, Instagram now, you got 30 million followers or some shit, okay, and the booth rent just went up. Same type of shit. Now, if you apply that same, like my we were saying with the drugs to the real business, motherfuckers gonna leave, they gonna quit. They gonna leave. They gonna be like, man, this barbershop is goofy. Why would I work here at this barbershop when I can go to that barbershop and work and make the same money or have my clients
out their own house or whatever.
You feel me? And then, like, but what I was going to say is, like, would you rather have a barbershop that's you being a good barber and then whoever the fuck come up in there? Or would you rather have a barbershop that's me, Elo, Al, we the core barbers at a barbershop. You got your fan base. You got your network. I got my network. We bring them together. Your people come, you ain't here, I cut them. Your people come, you ain't here, he cut them. You know what I'm saying? And that way, everybody know. Yeah, we flip-flop our clientele. It's the same.
That's unity.
I think that's really what we're missing.
But because the education, exactly, too. Yeah, and the education, bro. Because it's like, if you tell
education
somebody.
Number one.
Well, yeah, no, I think economics come for education.
No, it's the same, bro.
No, because I guess so. Because economics, it starts from, we already know, when it comes with politics, economics controls your political system. Mm-hmm. It's the flow base. You got your economics, then you got your, once you got your, it's the, this one dude, he was talking about the five floors. Economics at the bottom. Because it seems like they was talking about how, I'm going to say indigenous, Because it's true. We're indigenous. Our money only go in our community. No, our money don't stay in our community. We go spend our money at, you know, school,
well,
the Palestinians.
You spend your money in your community, and it's not in your community.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not. It don't go back to it. So my thing is, instead of us being more consumers, we start being more creators and producers. So like you was talking about, we got the barbershop. Oh, well, shoot, cuz about to go to school. Like, this is investing into your community. Like, you know who gifted in the community. Like, if I see it, at least like if I had it, and I see a shorty, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", he in eighth grade, bro. I already know which way his pathway going, bro. I already know he's a target. Start producing and creating. You got to start building your own community, because ain't nobody coming to save us. If we ain't going to save ourselves. If you ain't going to save a person that look like you, you ain't going to save nobody. If you can see somebody you can see somebody struggling, a car breakdown, man, if you can't put yourself in a situation like that and be like, let me know what I'm going to help them. I've been there before. Sometimes you got to get out yourself to see somebody else. It's like, what they call it, get out self-centered and be more centered into others. What's that word I'm looking for?
You said it right to me.
Well, like, be less, eat, like, about yourself. Yeah, less selfish shit.
Pay be more, attention. Be selfless.
Self, yeah.
Selfless. Yeah. So, and I think we'd be all right, bro.
I agree with both of y'all. It's like education important, and economics. To me, it go hand in hand. Once you get, like, it's easy to get money, but it's hard for people to manage.
It is.
If you don't have the education to manage your money, that's become, if we flip back to the street show, or really anything in life, if you don't have that discipline to know how to manage your money, as quick as you make it, you're going to be broke.
That's your time, too.
That's why you steadily chasing that same bag that you just got. It's almost like going to the casino. You lose $20,000. Now you're trying to chase it. You're trying to get that $20,000.
Trying to get it back.
Now they cracked you for $40,000. You're like, I'm just being real.
Yeah.
That's the type of game you're playing with. But that's why education is important. If you don't know how to, once you get this money and you don't know, like, how many, like I don't want to start naming names because I don't want to do that. But it's been artists and entertainers and different things like that that had millions and millions of dollars, bro. And they end up broke with zero because they didn't have the education or the mentality or the discipline to know how to, once they got that money, let it make more or at least keep it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Manage it. They broke within a few years. How you go from a multi-millionaire
to
be broke? No, man, if you had the education, you wouldn't do that. How many educated people you know that became millionaires went broke? I ain't talking about bankruptcy. That's game. You already
that's
know
about
that. Bankruptcy game. They, because whatever, if an LLC or a corporation go bankrupt, that's that. They don't understand. That's a person. They money good.
Right.
People just said, oh, Wu Wafty Ben went bankrupt. Nah, his company went bankrupt, and they do that all the time. They set it up to go bankrupt.
Yeah, they got foreign entities.
But guess what? They money good. That's why you're going to still see them in tailor-made suits. You're still going to see them woo-woo moving and shaking with the right people. You see what I'm saying?
They spray on tans.
But I agree. It got to be economic. But to me, education and economics go hand in hand, bro. Like, you can't have one without the other. I mean, education is, to me, is more important. Because can't nobody take this away from you once mm-hmm. you got it.
Well, you're right. But
people can take away your money, though.
Like, they could take all that. But if you got the knowledge, you can acquire that back.
Yeah.
Right. The knowledge, education. True. You got to have the knowledge.
The 72 Flavors Podcast is brought to you by Do More With Your Time, Impact Over Influence, a community of doers. Learn more at www.dmyt.com.